this begs the question, you can ask me Hilchos Yontif, is why do we have Issur Melacha on Yontif? What about the fact that we got in Mitzrayim, or we sat in Sukkos in the Midbar, or in Kabbal Torah? What about those days? What would be the reason why the Torah would ask you the Melacha? So the Chinuch starts off Hilchos Yontif with this Shaila, and he says, Mishrasha mitzvah kedei sheyizkru Yisrael anisim agadolim sheasu Hashem lahem l'vaseim. The Shorash mitzvah is in order for Bnei Yisrael to remember the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them, and to speak in them, and to tell the children about them. And he says the only way that one's able to have the time and ruchos nefesh to sit and to say over the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only if he's not working. If he'd be working all day, he wouldn't have any time to speak about the mitzvahs. And therefore, that's why the Torah gave an Issur Melacha on Yontif. The question is very nice. It's Melacha Yontif. So why they matter you to do Melacha Seichel Nefesh? Then the point is for you to rest. Cooking also is involved. Melacha Yisrael Asher cooking also. So the Chiyuch does not really address that kasha, but I think you could address it with another sugya. The Tosfos in Chagiga has a big arichus whether the Issur Chol Moed, the Issur Melacha on Chol Moed, is the Reis Derabon. And Tosfos brings down very interesting Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, Rabbi Aram Amos said, if I had enough koyach, I would matter melacha on chol moed. I would say, Ebrish to melacha on chol moed. So the original reason why the Torah asked, or Chazal asked, depends if you hold chol moed, is Yisrael Rabbanon. The reason why there's an Yisrael melacha on chol moed is because that we should sit, eat, drink, and learn. And nowadays, all we do is eat and drink. We don't learn. So therefore, really, if Chazal were around, if I had enough koyach, I would get rid of the whole Yisrael melacha on chol moed. So the Rabbi asks, very nice, I understand the learning part, but why are we eating and drinking on Chol Moed? What does it have to do with well, why is that part of the mitzvah of Chol Moed? So Rabbi says, he quotes the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says the only way to makabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with simcha, not through atzlos and not through sadness. And Mela, by eating, it brings simcha, which Rabbi says is Torah. So who knows Yontif? The pshat is why the Torah allowed you to eat. Because if the point of Yontif is really for you to rest and think about the neflis of Hashem Baruch Hu, the only way to do it properly is through eating. Therefore, there's a heter of Eichel Nefesh on Yontif. The Mishnah and the Poskim speak out that Yontif and Shabbos have the same dinim. There's no difference between them. Even the Reis are rather the same. Even the Rabbanos, the Gzeiros and Shabbos, like you can't go on a tree, and all those type of Gzeiros are equal on Yontif also. The Berlach at the end of Hilchos Yontif speaks out that the Isser Mepsa Chesach of David Dover speaking about the Divrei Chol on Yontif, just like Shabbos, is Israel also. Now with Yontif, like Shabbos, the Gabi Yudin the Melacha, even by Godin the Melacha, Isser Milanachi on Shabbos is the same thing as Yontif. There's a very interesting tshuva from Nei Yehuda. Nei Yehuda was asked the following shaila. There was a city that was Pesach or Sukkos, which one? And it was, Yontif was Thursday, Friday, and then it was Shabbat, so 3-day Yontif. And on Friday, they chapped that the Eiriv was broken. And wanted to know if they could fix the Eiriv with the guy on Friday in order that they should have an Eiriv for Shabbos. So the Shoyl writes that the Rabbanim in the city said, it's Mutter. It's a Shvus to Shvus, Makom Tzarech. Amir Lenachri Alacha is, you have two Drabbanims, and a Makom Mitzvah Tzarech, it's Mutter. So he says, a Shvus to Shvus. Amir Lenachri is Drabbanim. Second day Yontif is Drabbanim. Shvus Hashvus Makom Tzarech is Mutter. So the Yehuda know he made a mistake. Second day Yontif has no heter of Shvus Lagamil and Achri. Second day Yontif is more chomer than a regular Rabbanon because of the Zilzal. And second day Yontif, since people are mizalzal in it, I don't know how he got this from, but Yehuda says, therefore it has a din of Dairais and has no heter of Shvus Hashvus on second day Yontif. There's a similar truth from the Beis Yitzchak, also similar to how he wants to say it's considered Dairaisa because, not because of the Zilzal, because when we makabel second day Yontif, even though we don't have the issue that they had back then, that we're going to actually have a problem with the calendar, but we're makabel of a teres vav, not a teres suffik. You have to keep it in all ways that way. There's mashmoys of the mishabur also, he's mashmoy on second yontif. There's a...
I mean, otherwise, every darabon would be one to a second yontif.
Are they good? They're good. I'm not so sure.
I mean, what you were saying is that when you're one is a darabon.
Sorry,
it's the truth. The truth is that every darabon. If someone speaks to have a favor, that because we were makabel as a vav, You don't say it.
No, even on Shabbos, a Shabbos to Shabbos is only Mutar Dikoy. Unless it's Makom Chayle. Makom Chayle. But the Makom Mitzvah, Makom Chayle is not so much anyway, but the Makom Mitzvah and Makom Tzarech Harbe is only Hatzav Dikoy. It has to be a Shabbos Kam, not a Shabbos to Israel. There's a Mashmoy's the Berlach.
I don't know
if you're
not doing Shabbos in that case.
Achana for sure you can matter, because Achana is only the Rabbon, the Shvach Rabbon. A guy to do Melacha Loit lachana for tzarach mitzvot uchar b'mutter. You know, there's tzarach lachana b'goy, but tzarach mitzvot b'mutter. The problem is, it's b'yom alochi, it was fixed in here, it was in this of the reisa. The Mishabur also has a mashmoy, he's machmoy in second yantar. The Mishabur talks about, let's say there's a lady's mikvah that needs, they need to heat up water for it. And he talks about on second yantar. And he's misalat him to mekel, because according to the Shittas Rambam, heating up water on yantar is only sederah b'adam. It's shos tashkos. It's mashmoy, you'll feel the other mishayim of all that heating up water is the reisa. There's no heter of second yantar. So Akabon Allah, most achmoyim means that second yantar has no heter shos tashkos. It's very negay. People think this all the time. Won't have a glow put a light on second yontif because it's shus to shus. That lachar won't be negay of the female achrayim. There is one heter which Tosis that we saw does allude to that sounds like yontif is more kal than Shabbos. Tosis is busy with where the makar of the isur tzeda is on yontif, right? So Tosis says first brings on Rashi, he doesn't like it, and then he says yeshayimim shalkach insadim shema yitzay dogim tmeim. Maybe he'll capture a dog into Mayim. She'ain l'tzarech. He'll end up capturing fish that he doesn't eat. And that Tosis says that he doesn't like that halach. B'lei nehira. Timkein ha'mochash le'nzirich l'gufa t'muteres. That's mutter. Now you know on Shabbos, mochash le'gufa is, for the classic example, is you want to take a mace out on Shabbos. So the Isser Haitzah in the Mishkan was you carried from point A to point B for a positive purpose. You wanted to get the chepetz from point A to point B. That's Haitzah in the Mishkan. But if you carry something out, not because you want to get from point A to point B, you just want it not to be at point A, meaning you want a mace out of the house, so it's a malacha, it's a malacha, it's not similar to the ones of one of the Mishkan. So in one Shabbos, a bunch of places in Tzadka Shabbos, it's a malacha, it's a shimmer yukta, where the malacha is the gufa is chayiv, or pater avalasar. But according to everybody, on Shabbos, malacha is the gufa is pater avalasar. So if that's true, why is Tosis going along and saying that it's not a problem to say though, because it's malacha is the gufa, the muteres, it's mutter. Chayin Shabbos for the loser. So the Rishash of this Tosfos, he's been saying Tosfos Daf Ches. Tosfos Daf Ches talks about the end of the first Mishnah discusses doing Kisei Adam. If you do Shechit on Yom Tov, exactly how you do the Kisei Adam. So the Gemara says over there that it's mutter. Why? Because Achay for Guma the Insar of Afra is only derabba. It's part of loser. What's the meaning? In the Mishkan on Shabbos when they dug a hole, they dug a hole because they wanted the hole. They dug a hole to build, they dug a hole to do chayrish, to put a seed inside. That was the Mishkan, that was the Mishkan's way of doing digging a hole. However, if you dig a hole, not for the hole, you dig a hole because you want the dirt, that's a malach zikh l'gufa. And yet, it's been born in the Gemara, that it's mutter. In fact, Tosfos says, why is it mutter? Malach zikh l'gufa is patav l'asr, why is the Gemara muttering it? And for Tosfos, on yontif, malach zikh l'gufa, for simchas yontif is mutter. So it comes like a major answer here, fi Tosfos. It'll come out that any malach shlich l'gufa and malchum simchas yontif mutter. Very practical place. A guy forgets his light on yontif. Let's go. Not like the chazanish that holds that it's point near soysupo. Let's go with the pashas that a light is havara and shutting off a light is kibui. So chayra. And second, on first day yontif, not second. The first day yontif, it's a simchas yontif. You can't go to sleep. No other place to sleep. All the cases where you nail them in the is the only place you can sleep. Simchas yontif. No other eitzes. The chayra. The fitayis which should come out. Or another case, let's say a guy in his dining room.
Why does it have to be your last option?
Making this not simchas yontif because you can avoid it. You can play with these things. People always say, not simchas yontif because you sleep somewhere else. Let's say you have in your dining room, you have a flickering light. It can drive you mishugar, right? So you forget to get a goy. A goy is mutter anyway because you're supposed to show some makam tzarech. You want to do yourself, shut the light off. Makam tzarech, simchas yontif is mutter. So, am I saying, who brings down this Tosfos? So the only one I saw about this is the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam talks about Kisei Adam. And he brings down a Lacha Maisa by Tokhus Yontif and Kisei Adam. He says that in the case of Kisei Adam, you're allowed to do it on Yontif, you're allowed to dig it because the Malkam Shekhla Gufa, and it's Mutter, the Malkam Shekhla Yontif. That was one problem. There's another difference, there's a whole different sugya. The Chaya brings down in Simon Tafkof Yadalit, different cases of Kibon and Yontif. And it brings down, the Beisheish brings down, Achlekes Mishainim, whether you're allowed to shut not light, but a candle, you're allowed to extinguish a candle on yontif for Zarach Tashra Mita. So the focus we show you, the Ran holds its mutter, and the Rosh holds its asr. So what exactly, why does the Ran hold its mutter? So the Masham brings down Riki Vega in his Tshuva, very long Tshuva, so I'll just take Masham's word for it, but the Masham says, Riki Vega said, that the reason why it's mutter is because the Ran holds that Melacha Shezuch L'gufa, putting out a fire is Melacha Shezuch L'gufa, putting out a fire is Melacha Shezuch L'gufa, Melacha Shezuch L'gufa, Melacha is mutter. So that's what Rekiv Eger says is the cheshbin of the Ran. So if that's the cheshbin of the Ran, it's not so gishmak because Allah Maisa, the Be'er Allah and the Achrayim don't like the Ran. They go to Rosh, they hold it's also to put out a light for Sarkat Mishan Mita. So we see from all these Achrayim The Malchus of the Guf, Malchus of Yantif, is not a Heter. But the problem is, the Chayyadim doesn't go out the ramp. So, I don't know what the Chayyadim have. We have two Chayyadims. One Chayyadim, but the Kavakisi is down there, and the Chayyadim goes like Tosfos, that says Malchus of the Guf is Malchus of Yantif. And by putting out the five Tash Shemitah, he doesn't like the ramp. He goes to the Rosh, that it's Aser. So he's steering Chayyadims. So I don't know exactly what Heter tells us exactly when we say, when we don't say, Malchus of the Guf is Mutter,
Simchus Yantif. What's the Makar this head?
Simchas Yantif is a very important thing, and by a drabbana we matter it. It's a big chiddush.
Is it also to do tashmish even when we do the letter, or it's just
not to do it? No, it's also not the chayal discusses that in a case where it's easier, take a love or a friend Hashem will come to Averis, and he says then you could do it, relying on the ram. But etzem yisoy and he holds it also.
Any we're not
matter
any drabbana,
Simchas Yantif.
So
where do you get it from? I don't know. So in the Chur, and now you ask me better, because we know Claudius that Moshe Chalgufa is the worst Rabbana, because it's Be'etzim of the Raisa, just you have a detail doing something wrong. Like Muksa is a Rabbana to start with, it's much better off. So I don't know exactly where Tesis got it from. But, so Agabana is not clear exactly when we use this, and I thought you can't use it until you can figure out exactly the Akadara, exactly when we say yeah, when we say no. That was Agabi, just the clothing. So now to our Sugya.
And because of Maisa, we don't pass it like that.
Mishabur doesn't know it, but Chayal himself is the steer, so it has to be split somehow. I don't know how to split. If I know how to split, I can tell you which way to go with it.
What was the chef's cash on this place?
Why Tais says Muteris? He says Machus Agufa is Muteris. Tais is coming to say why the reason can't be you're going to end up with more fish. Tais says, don't say the reason, the reason why say this is awesome, you end up with more fish. So Tais says, who cares? And then you get more fish. Machus Agufa, and it's Muteris.
It's Muteris, so therefore not
because. So Tais is a couple of halachim.
Maybe
you can
say
that.
Because
it's up to them,
so.
You can
maybe
Tyson
can answer that
Tavish and Mischav. Tavish and Mischav. Yeah, that's not a kasha.
No, you can answer Tyson. You can answer Tyson.
You're asking Tyson's kasha.
No, I'm saying you can answer Tyson. That's why Tyson's mutter. It's Tavish and Mischav also.
But if it's a psychration, it would be awesome. Shlomo wanted to say that it's better than that. It's a mulachash yuch lagufa, but your kavan is to do heter. It's a close to Gashayel on Yontov. Let's say your kavan is to do heter. And B'toyich had to something else goes. They talk about Eretz Yisrael, they're very busy with this. But Yashem is a chum Eretz Yisrael, they're not allowed to use hot water yontif. Why? Because the only way to get hot water yontif is cold water to go in. And the cold water that's going in, you don't need. Your hot water, your whole tank full of hot water. I'm washing my hands about an hour before the end of yontif. So what happens? Now hot water comes out.
And cold water
comes in. But that cold water that comes in, do I need that cold water? I don't need the cold water. So it's Havara Shotzarech Yontif. It's awesome. So Shabbat Zalman says it's mutter. Why does it say it's mutter?
It's the only way to get
it. And what's his raya? His raya is based on the Gemara that the Gemara that in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about being soil the meat on the barbecue and the riff upon him comes out there. It's mutter. The juices go down and it's really bad. Some kiboy. At some point, it's really kiboy gomer. But it's mutter. Why? Because since your kavanah is reichel nefesh and agav with it comes blood chasisura, that's mutter. So if I want to say anything over here, here your kavanah is seida. Happens to be other things come with it. Why is that magareit?
Because
they
says Shema, maybe doesn't
sound
like.
You
stop
saying. You say
stop
segregation.
No, I can't.
It's not. It's not a stop segregation.
I think
that's a dungeon of Chav, and that would be much.
Doesn't say dungeon of Chav. Doesn't want to change
the Gemara. But bottom line is Shema, so that's.
I think the Shema is that Tosis is saying that the Kolius we don't want to matter because it happens wrong sometimes. Not
otherwise, it would be one change to Gemara. It would be dungeon of Chav. If you put your net down and you only got bad fish.
Halachically, there's no problem because, like you're saying, there's no halachic problem that's going on over here. Just we don't want you to do it over here because it's not the right thing to do. To do more than you need. Like Tosis, I mean, it's not the right thing to do. At the end of the day, you do it. Even if you did have kavanah, it's also good for because you don't want it.
Right.
The halachic answer your time also, and also answer all the davish and mischavan time also. Tosis is not. It's not in halachic. Is it really a problem or not? Tosis is asking, saying it's not nice to let you do seida yontif because with seida comes wrong things. So that Tosis says it's not wrong because I'm sick of that will take care of your right. And back to our sugya. So Eichel Nefesh. So just to go through the sheets we showed him, try to figure out exactly. At least what I could figure out. So we had the first makar of the Dina Eichel Nefesh is the Gemara and the Achimel. One of the Achimel's mashma that Koitzer is Aser on Yontif. Right? Straightforward. Chayin argues on that. The next one is on the Achav Gimel, the Mishnah says Seder is Aser on Yontif. On the Avyodala, the Mishnah says that what comes to Teichen is a split. If it's Tavlin, if it's Tavlin, it's more to do it however you want. If it's Melech, then it's Mutter only the Shinu. That's the Gemara. That's all. I can't Gemara in Beitza. And the Gemara in Shabbos brings down two cases. One case is Matei Chardel. He used to put a coal in the mustard seeds, and somehow the hot burning coal, the mustard seed, made it very sweet. And they used to do it on Yontif. And the Gemara says that it's Aser. So why is it Aser? So Rashi's going to the Gemara. It's Aser because Eshmer Yontif. And the second Gemara is the Gemara talks about making cheese on Yontif, and the Gemara says, why is cheese Aser? Rashi's Gurus, or everybody's Gurus, because it's Eshmer Yontif. So let's go see this Rashi first. Rashi learns, and Dachav Gimel explains the reason why Tzedah is Aser, is because Tzedah is something that's Eshmer Yontif. So now just to understand the reason of Rashi, the Choyal Fidel Chinach is Gishmak, what Plan Rashi is. Be'etem, Melach on Yontif is Aser. Just Chazal held that if it's going to make you learn better, then you're allowed to do it for food. So Chazal, in the case, we can do it Erev Yontif, so it's not going to affect your learning at all, just do it Erev Yontif, we're not going to let you do it. So it fits very nice in the Cheshbon of the Chinach. So, Rashi L'Chari has what's Rashi's best raya? The Gemara Shabbos says Eshmer Erev Yontif is a Fushu Gemara. Eshmer Erev Yontif makes an Asar Yontif. So he has a Gemara Shabbos in his favor. And Koitzer and Seder work very well in his favor also because those things are Eshmer Erev Yontif. They, even though they're random fathic, whether it tastes as good or not Erev Yontif, but as the Bach says in the Rambam, who says it doesn't taste as good? The Rambam is a tiny Rashi, maybe when you track Erev Yontif, it doesn't taste that good. And the Bach says back on the Rambam, how do you know? Exactly what they're discussing. Tagabon, Mokhir, Koitzer, and Seda taste as well as you would Erev Yontif and Yontif, so therefore Rashi is good. The big problem with Rashi is the Rishayna I'm busy with is Gemara and Avtov Ches. Gemara brings down Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, whether Machshir Echel Nefesh is Mutter on Yontif or not. So, the Tanakama holds Machshir Echel Nefesh is Asar on Yontif. Why? Because the Pasuk says, who? So it says, Achshir Echel Nefesh, who Levali Yasa Lechem? So, who? Tanakama says, Lachuke, Machshir Echel Nefesh. And Yehuda says Machshir Echel Nefesh is Mutter because says Lachem 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 or any Tzarech even Tzarech Machshir Echel Nefesh. So what does the Tanakhama do with Lachem? The more Tanakhama does Lachem 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 Lachem. And what does the Yehuda do with the who? So Yehuda says yeah it says who and says Lachem. So what was the Stira? So what's the Chilek is if it's Eshmer Yontif then it's Aser. That's what who's telling you that God if it's Eshmer Yontif it's Aser. If it's not Eshmer Yontif then Lachem tells you it's Mutter. I can't think more. In fact, we show you on Rashi. Because even this Gemara, that only Machshir Echel Nefesh is the chilek between Esh and Erev Yontif or not by Echel Nefesh itself. So it's two Mahalchim in the Mishnah. The Ran answers, if Rashi held Esh and Erev Yontif is the Issa Deiraisa, so you have a good title in Rashi. However, Rashi could hold that Esh and Erev Yontif is only the Drabbanon. The Valar Rashi holds that Esh and Erev Yontif is only the Drabbanon. So the Psukim and the one of Ches is only on the Raisa level. And the Chavim, the Raisa is only a chilek between. The Raisa is only a chilek between Eshmer Yontif and Machshir Echel Nefesh. But where Rashi is going in the Rabbanon, so you can't sakash from the Raisa and the Rabbanon to Rashi. That's the Ran's answer for Rashi. However, the Ran's Mahalach that Rashi holds this is the Rabbanon is not so partial. Most Achronim and most Rishonim, the Rosh speaks out in favor, the Yeshua speaks out, and the Yeshua Yaakov speaks out. They learn in Rashi that Rashi holds Eshmer Yontif is a Issadai Raisa, nice to the Rabbanon. So what do they do with the Gemara in? So this should have a discussion. There's a rule has a mahalach. There's a rule says that the fear of Yehuda, the word lechem teaches you that Mashiach Echel Nefesh is mutter. Once the word lechem teaches Mashiach Echel Nefesh is mutter, it means that Yehuda holds that Mashiach Echel Nefesh and Echel Nefesh are exactly the same. No difference between them. Once the no difference between them, the who tells you not only is Mashiach Echel Nefesh aser, even Echel Nefesh is aser. So it's according to Rashi it comes out not only more on Shabbos, according to the rules of Eshmer Gemara and Beitza also. So Rashi has a makor of Pesukim, he has a makor of Gemara to this chilek of Eshmer Yontif or not. That's the get out of the Gemara Nachal Ches. I'll come on, it's Machlokes Rishonim in Das Rashi, where this is the Raisa Rabban. The biggest problem with Rashi is what does Rashi do with salt? With salt, the halacha is Misha says that salt gets with a shimi. The chayyeh salt Eshmer Yontif. The Rishonim never know. The Rapasha that way. The sea is that way. The salt tastes as good as you do with the day before or today. So why does Rashi hold you can do the shimi? So the chayyeh depends on how you learn Rashi. If you learn Rashi, the Eshmer Yontif is in the Rabbanon. So you could say this is the Rabbanon. Shimi, what Chazal said, what Shimi we can matter it would come out according to that. The Rashi will hold. You can say to the shimi, which is a little mechudish. If you say that Eshmer Yontif is in the Raisa, so why does the Shini work? Where do we see that the Shini works by the Raisa? So the Meiri is a shtuk about by this. And the Meiri says,
not Machodesh, let's say it would be Mother. Because,
with the Shini?
Yeah. Because, meaning Kaiser is Beferishna from the Gemara. In other words, Rashi can still hold the taste of Drosha. that anything before Elisha is mutter. Say that we said anyway, Shver, how it fits in Penet Drasha.
Rashi says that
there's no raya that say that there's no raya in any Gemara.
Yeah.
That say the is awesome. Like Kaitzer. Kaitzer is basically the Ferisha.
Why the Mishnah says Ain Sodom Bibirim, Ain Sodom
Bibirim. Yeah, but Rashi has Lufi and Shita about Efshar and Le'efshar. He has a different way of explaining that. What I'm saying is,
what does Shita mean? Winter? It's a big Kiddush.
Why is it a Kiddush? Why is it a Kiddush?
We don't see it anywhere. Why by Melech, all of a sudden by Melech, we wake up and say Shita is Mutter, and by Ebel Melech, there's no heck. The Mishnah just said Ain Sodom, the Shita is Mutter. Why by Melech only with this special?
Not Melech, and Melech. Any other law, let's say.
Why only when it comes to say Hilchos Toichid, it mentions the idea of a Shinui. When it comes to the Seder, does it?
You guys have any law.
What
is there any other law preparing food? Why did it speak about a doctor
why do you give those examples? That's awesome.
Yeah.
You could say each malach has a chiddush by its own, but we don't see, but every malach at least it said all the details. Why by soul does it give all the details? By Torah it gives all the details, and by saying that when it's mentioning, there's no details. What happened to the details?
Just spoke out all of it.
Yeah,
there's
details over here also. If what we're trying to say in Rashi, maybe Rashi holds it. If it's a stir up one on, I think Shini is more. I think the second malach would be better. I could even answer it for the first malach. If you say like our Zerua, that the iser according to Rashi. Actually, this is the Raisa, so Yeshver had a lot of salt. So the Meiri explains that salt has a special heter. He says salt is something that all food needs salt. The Meila, it's a very big Simchas Yontif. So the Meiri, if it's a very big Simchas Yontif, even if it's a very Raisa is Mutter Yeshiva, which is a very big Chiddush, I'm asking. But at least you could take the Meiri Svara and explain that even Rashi, if he holds the Rabbanon, he only matters you the Rabbanon by salt with the Meiri's Cheshma, the Raisa. You could say like a bonum, either way you should say it's only after by salt. Why? Because salt is very important, all foods all pats in salt. And mail all pats in salt, so then rashi matters you are the whether it's the rice or a bonum. Again, if it's the rice, it's still shred, understand.
So air conditioning for you is a very big sufficient, then according to me, you could do it
on the shino. Could be a
shovel. I don't know if you could make up your own thing, but yeah, Lefer, it's one point to be had air conditioned and salt. Maybe food, but it's a very big Kiddush. Okay, Taisvis, I really have no Mahalach about Taisvis. So let's start. Taisvis doesn't like Rashi Mahalach, and he explains based on the Yishami. The Yishami has two drushes, right? The first Yishami gives two different Mahalach, two different Limudim explaining why things are Aser that are in the beginning of Sijra the Pas. So the Yishami says either because right after it says the halacha of after Eichel Nefesh, after the het of Eichel Nefesh, right afterwards it discusses the din of matzah, of shmir, watching your matzah, and by matzah the din of shmir is only milisha ve'elach. So who are then, since they're near each other, the heterim of yontif are also milisha ve'elach only. That's the first halacha of the Yishami. The second halacha of the Yishami is that it says the gabay yontif three things: achu, la'achu and lechem. So with three different miyutim, so Yishami, those three miyutim are maybe mayit, koitzer, toichin, and merakim. That's the three ones I picked. I don't know why those three, but that's the three ones I picked. So it comes out the second half of Yishami is more mekel. Some boyer is mutter. Let's say boyer merakim at one, and chayrish is mutter. I don't know how they run that second half of Yishami because it's only said three. There's a lot more four. Let's just say each one's a gila, the rest. I don't know the second half of Yishami. Gets the other malachas, or maybe they argue. I don't see anybody who's machalav in the first, second malach of the Yishami. So the question we all were just busy with is, what happens if something that's not Sijra the Pas? In other words, by Hilchos Shabbos, the malachas are split into sections, right? There's the Sijra the Pas. One means all the malachas, 39 malachas, but there's whatever, it's 7, 8, whatever exactly the number is, that are miyuchah for Pas. You start from, you plow, and then you see, and then you. And you cut, and then you do kaitzer, and then you do dosh, and then you do bayer, and then you do ma'amer, and then you sort around, then you do lash, and then you do teich and lash and afiya. Those are all Sijra the Pas. So the Yishami only discuss Sijra the Pas. Anything that's before Lisha is Aser, anything that's after Lisha is Mutter. What happens to something that's not Sijra the Pas? I'll be passionate to say anything that's not Sijra the Pas. Sure, Aser. Only Lisha ve'elach is Mutter. Anything else not Lisha ve'elach is Aser. However, as he pointed out, Taisa is not Chav Gimel. When he explains the Isser of Tzeda, Tais doesn't say it's Aser because it's not Lisha Ve'elach. Tais says it's Aser because Mishum the Dami L'Ktzira. That's Dami L'Ktzira. So what exactly does it mean it's Dami L'Ktzira? So I saw yesterday the Meiri says, which is very big Chiddush, that you have to visualize each Malacha that's not in the Sijra the Pas where would lie in Sujood al-Pas? In other words, you have to handle, let's say handling Seidah. So Seidah is in the section of art, right? You trap an animal, and then you skin the animal, and then you salt the animal, and then you ma'abah the animal, and then you cut up the leather, and then you have leather. So they're in the leather family. So you have to visualize the leather family and try to equal it out with the Sujood al-Pas family, and you can decide where it would fit. So Seidah is very similar to Kaitzer, because they're sort of in the beginning of their Seder. They're the way how you get the actual item. You cut the thing off the tree, or you trap the animal. Since they're visualized the same, therefore they're both us. That's how the Meiri explains how Tysus would learn this non-Sujood al-Pas. Like about we see from Tysus, it's not a cloud leash of Eloch. It has to be visualized with just the Meiri visualized with each Seder. Now the cash on Tysus is, so if Lisha ve'elech is mutter, why only, and anything before Lisha is aser, so why in the world is Teichin mutter? Why is Teichin tam the mutter? So, I saw that Slach tries to answer this. The Slach answers that the Iker, Mahalach and Nisham, is the second Mahalach and Nisham, which is that there's three miyutim, there's Achru and Lachem. However, the Babli holds there's only one miyut. Because the lechem the Babi held, you need it for machshir chonavish, like we discussed in Gemara Lefaches. And the who the Babi also uses to tell you that minush lewizmana is aser. So since the Babi only has one left, so that one left we use for kaitzer. The Babi argues Yishami and held that every other melacha also has kaitzer is mutter, which means teichin according to the Babi is beetzem mutter, which we see in the Mishnah.
Teichin doesn't say that.
Problem is, like I was saying, teichin says two mahalachim. Teichin doesn't limit himself to one mahalach. Teichin says two mahalachim. So what do you do with the first mahalach? So, you have to try to start putting different sheets between you in Taisus to try to see. In Taisus doesn't mean it so well, you have to try to keep on stopping Taisus. The first way to stop Taisus would be that even though Taisus holds that's a drasha from Yishalmi, that's a drasha anything before is Aser, Taisus learns that it's Alderach the Rush. The Rush held that anything that's Yamim Ramim Dik, anything that's gone on for many days, that's Aser B'Daraisa, that's Aser. Anything which is done on a short-term basis is Mutter. So maybe we could say Tysus also held like that. Tysus held that Lisha Ve'elach doesn't really mean, Lisha Ve'elach is just a giloy of anything that's Yamim Ramim Dik, as opposed to things that are not Yamim Ramim Dik are Mutter. Now, that's that you can understand Tysus. The Yisham is a giloy, but the Daraisa is a giloy, be that way. The problem I have with that is, that if we said that Seid is Aser, because it's Daim with the Kaitzer, right? So Kolshin Teichin is Aser. Teichin is Aser because it's Teichin to Teichin. If Teichin Chitim according to Yisham is Aser, so how could Teichin tell me different? So that Mahalach doesn't work that well. The only Mahalach maybe is you have to drop an Imi Mahalach in Taisvis. You have to learn like the Ramban. The Ram quoted the Ramban. The Ramban explained that there's two different Sibus why Malachas would be Aser and Yantav. One Sibus is because he'd be Yam and Rabbim. And the second thing, but even if it's not Yom Rabbim, if it's something that Shalai B'Rishusa, something that's Malachas Avoida, something that's already in the fields, that Malacha is also, even if it's not Yom Rabbim. That's the Ramban Malacha. There's two ways something to be also on Yantif. So if you go like this, you can explain that Tosfos hold is Tal Yom Rabbim, like Kilat the Rush learned it, but Tosfos on the Chaf Gimel, that says Seder's also because Daim the Kaitzer is not because it's Daim like the Meiri said because they're in the same Seder. It's Daim like the Shleib Yerushusle. Something like that. That's the only way I have to run Tosfos. But basically, I just took Tosfos and said it's the Ramban. So that's not really so proper. The last Mahalach is the Ran's Mahalach. Alocha Maisa, the Goyin and the Mishpura go with the Ran's Mahalach, and that's the Ikam Halach Alocha. So the Ran explains, similar to the Rush, the Ran explains that the chiluk is whether it's Yom Rabbim or not Yom Rabbim. Anything that's Yom Rabbim, anything that's done on Mass, that is Aser on Yontif. Anything that's done today for tomorrow, that's Mutter. And Luchar, again, like this chinuch, you can explain also why it the chinuch svar also works out by the Ran, because the chinuch svar, the site is, we don't want you to spend your whole day working, or spending your learning. So Mela, anything that's done on Mass, we're afraid it's going to make you work more than you have to. But something that's only done for today to tomorrow, so how much are you going to do already? One, two, three, you're not going to kill your whole day. So it does work out with the Ran. The Ran asks himself, what do you do with Tavlin? What do you do with Teichin? Why is Melech Aser? So the Ran explains, on the Gemara Daf Yudalid, the Ran explains that Melech is Aser because Should we tell you Adam also Lodach Tabanu Melech, the Yam Harbe, Igulmech Shemixik of the Chol? Since a person is Osi to smash tablin and salt for many days, it looks like of the Chol. Now, in the Zakta Goyim, the feed around, you can explain the Gemara Shabbos also, that Kvina and Chardol are also things that are Osi to do for Yam Rama. The question is, what does Osi mean? Again, according to the Ramban, Zareya, Chayrish, Kaitzer, Dosh, all these things are Osir. Why are they Osir? Because they're done for Yom Rabbah. And those things are Osir, even if it was Eif Shmer Yom Tov, even if it tastes bad before Yom Tov. The only thing that's Mutter is things that are done on not Yom Rabbah, except things that are Osir, Lodach, things that are Osir to do, Devin Lashon, that people are Osir to do it, those things, there's a Gnu category here, those things are Mutter, except if it's Efshar Yom Tov, it's Osir. So there's two categories. There's Yom and Rabbim Dik, that's Osir. And then there's Osir, which is in between Darga, which is totally if it's Efshar Yom Tov and Efshar Yom Tov, and it's totally whether you have the Shini or not the Shini. What's the Chiluk between the first and the second Darga? So I think the Chiluk is, for the Ramban, which I think is Mashma and Mishabur in many places, that anything that 99% of it, or let's say more than a Roiv, 90% of it is done en masse is Osir. Kaitzer, no one goes to the field and cuts one apple off. You do en masse, you do a lot of the time. Anything that Be'etzem is done two ways, that's the in-between level. That's something that's if it's Efshar Yom Tov, it's Osir. Right back with this, Rav Zalman talks about it. If someone wants to pickle something on Yom Tov, talk to Rav Zalman, that pickling is something that's done sometimes en masse, sometimes it's done a small amount of people, some people make pickles in their house. Since it's something that's done en masse and a small amount, therefore, pickling on Yom Tov, if it's Efshar Yom Tov, it's Osir, if it's Efshar Yom Tov, it's Mutter. I want to sort of take from a Shechter, about Hilchos Yom Tov, and eventually Cheshbon. One of the halachas that are Mutter on Yom Tov is Shechita, right? Shechita, the first mission of the war, Shechita is Mutter on Yom Tov. So, why Shechita Mutter? Because usually you don't do the Yom Ram. Most shechit in the world is done a mess. They have factories, they do tons at one time. So Zagav Rosh Hashechter, shechit was not a zeh, yantiv, shvisa dereisa. That's where you really have halacha maisa, which will be very negeya, because we'll get to the hilchos mitoich, but there's a tzad to say that you gotta kill bugs on yantiv. Because since shechit is one of the lechis that we say mitoich shvut ro tzar hechon nefesh, shvut ro shlo tzar hechon nefesh, they should let you kill bugs on yantiv. But if you svar Rosh Hashechter that something that's done a mess, like Shechita is no longer a mutter on Yom Tov, the Chayr, the Homi Teich is gone also.
Hey, normally we say that when Chazal instituted something, it goes both ways. It goes sometimes the Chumrah, sometimes the Gula. And since normally we don't say that something that the Metzias changed.
Chazal didn't institute Shechita's mutter. Chazal instituted
that. Chazal instituted that certain malachas we were afraid of too much tircha, we can't do those malachas. Right.
Okay.
It happens to be that at that time Shechita was not included. So because today it's something that is done in mass and now you can include it.
If Chazal would have said malachas, then you could say Mechanami Chazal mapped that malachas, but Chazal never said malachas.
They did say malachas.
They said Yom Rabbah. Now it happened to be that it, based on that Kreshman, it was mutter nowadays. It depends how Chazal Mikara did it that way. Chazal Achara Mikara did it.
That's the way they got at it. Meaning, there are things that go the other way too. There are things that don't apply anymore. In other words, the people Chazal had in mind, it doesn't apply anymore. But the Maisa were not like second Yom Tov is a good example of that. But so it goes both ways. I mean, that's assuming why most people would say that.
You second Yom Tov is because
they instituted it.
The second Yom Tov is the Chashash. I'm afraid that when Chazal is a Gula, maybe they'll be again. People forget about second Yom Tov. That's the reason why it's also second Yom Tov. Bad example, but there are times like Rufu on Shabbos,
yeah,
not the game, the reason anymore,
right,
but it's still awesome.
Right.
But that's when there's a Gzeres Chazal, and the Gzeres Chazal was based on reason, but at least Chazal made a Gzer. But here, Chazal Lachar didn't make a Matir or Shechita, Chazal made Hagdara, says Tala Lefi each. I hope the Golda Kula also. If we have something that's not Yom Rabbah anymore, let's say everybody started being farmers. Let's say we have a way to grow seeds in a day. It's a very fast way to do it. Everybody does it in the backyard. It's going to grow the night before, but the next day it's ready to go. Chayitz Mutter also. There's no Issa Chazal of Zareya Chayish Kaitzer. There's Issa Chazal Yom Rabbah. Barayat, the Pasul doesn't say anything. The Gemara doesn't say anything. Command. The Shoyin is figuring it out exactly. If it's there's Chazal, the Gemara has to say it. The Gemara says, Kaitzer, it says Ata because of Muksa. And Seidah, it says, it's really Hilchos Seidah, so Hilchos Seidah is over there. And Toichin only says it because it's an exception to the rule. The Gemara doesn't even say anything. So the Gemara doesn't expect to rely on Mishnah. So the Chayyur, there's no kavod thing that Chazal answered.